From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. President Obama says it's time for Democrats to fight for re-election this November with the same kind of passion that drove the civil rights movement. Speaking at an awards dinner hosted by the Congressional Black Caucus in Washington last night, Mr. Obama sought to fire up a key part of his support base. The president acknowledged that African Americans have been hit particularly hard by the recession, but he suggested blacks have been feeling dejected well before his administration began.
It added to problems that a lot of neighborhoods had been facing long before the storm of this recession. Long before this recession, there were black men and women throughout our cities and towns who had given up looking for a job.
Mr. Obama is urging black lawmakers to go back home and rally voters in the fall election. But as NPR's Allison Keyes reports, many in the black community are saying they don't think the president has done enough to help them dig out of the recession.
Though caucus members have supported him publicly, there have also been complaints from caucus members such as House Judiciary Chair John Conyers, who has said White House officials aren't listening to black lawmakers. Some black voters in Washington, D.C., who said they voted against the district's outgoing mayor, Adrian Fenty, say neither Fenty nor Mr. Obama were doing enough to solve issues including high unemployment in African-American communities. The NAACP has spearheaded a call for a march on Washington next month to push for more jobs. This week, President Obama hosted a reception for black college officials and also appeared on a syndicated black radio talk show, telling the host he knows unemployment has been, quote, brutal, especially for blacks, but the economy is recovering. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
The beaches in Bermuda are being pounded by bigger-than-usual waves. The waves are being kicked up by Hurricane Igor. Even though Igor has weakened to a Category 1 storm, the National Hurricane Center in Miami says it remains dangerous. It's expected to pass over or near Bermuda tonight. The sole survivor of 9 Mexican state police officers who were kidnapped and shot is being treated for head wounds in an undisclosed hospital. James Bleers has more on the latest attack in the country's ongoing drug war.
Authorities say the Federal Police Investigative Unit was on its way to identify a body in the southern state of Guerrero when it was ambushed by a larger and more heavily armed group of drug cartel gunmen. Police say that some of the officers' bodies since located have been mutilated. This latest killing is close to the city of Taxco, where the corpses of 55 drug cartel victims were found at the bottom of an abandoned silver mine shaft in May. For NPR News, I'm James Bleers in Mexico City.
A pair of car bombs has rocked the Iraqi capital this morning. At least 18 people are dead and dozens more are wounded. The blast went off at about the same time in 2 different neighborhoods. From Washington, this is NPR News. The votes are now being counted after this weekend's parliamentary elections in Afghanistan. Both the United Nations and NATO are praising voters for defying intimidation. NATO registered more than 300 incidents of election-related violence in which at least 14 people were killed. The BBC's Quentin Somerville is in Kabul.
Despite the threat from the Taliban, it's thought that 3.5 million people, or 40% of the electorate, turned out to vote in Afghanistan's parliamentary elections. That's up slightly on last year's presidential vote. And as with the previous presidential election, fraud has been a problem. But the full extent of the fraud will not be known until later. The remoteness of some polling stations mean that donkeys have been used to ferry ballot boxes to and from the sites. And votes will be counted by hand, so the results are not expected until the end of October at the earliest.
The BBC's Quentin Somerville. France has become the first nation to ban a controversial exhibit made up of human body parts. Here's Frank Browning.
The show, entitled Our Body, The Universe Within, displayed in the United States and Germany, is the work of German anatomist Günther von Hagens. The controversy in France surrounds how von Hagens obtained the human skeletons and organs he infused with polymers to prevent them from decaying. 2 human rights groups, one opposed to the death penalty and the other called Solidarity with China, maintains that von Hagens bought the bodies and body parts from the Chinese government after individuals had been executed. Their experts say the absence of any disease degradation indicates von Hagens got the bodies immediately after they were killed. The show drew crowds in Paris and Lyon in 2008 before legal action closed it down. For NPR News, I'm Frank Browning.
This is NPR News.